I'm the adjudicator for this duel. You men should know the rules.
Are we dressed correctly for this period of time?
Why, laddie?
Why'd I say that?
I'm afraid that's all we could get. Somebody got a parrot here?
Yeah, well, we could all be down the pub having a great time and a few beers, but instead we're standing here looking like idiots.
We are here because I challenge you to a duel to defend that maiden's honour over there, and I will die defending it.
Oh yeah, forgot. So how many men are in this small little village we live in?
Well, being that I'm the doctor of that small village, I would say probably 33 healthy men.
And that innocent maiden has been with 25 of them.
That is impossible. She told me she was a virgin.
Yeah, if she's a virgin, then I'm 6'3". She lied to you. She lied to all of them.
Boy, I'm really gonna kill you.
Oh yeah, right. Sure you are.
If by chance you were deceased, what would you want done with your body?
Well, I guess the birds can peck my eyes out and whatever else they can take. And then the animals can take me away piece by piece until nothing's left.
And you?
If I am deceased, you can give my body to that young maiden over there. Well, she will cry all over it. You don't think the maiden's got any time for you when you're dead? She may go through your pockets, though.
Well, let's get on with this barbaric ritual. You will walk forward 10 paces, turn and fire, and I will count the paces. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
The virgin. Boy, she's
5,
gonna be nice.
6, 7, 7.5. 8.
She'll give it to me 9, after this.
10, turn and fire.
How is he?
He got hit badly. He'll bleed out very shortly.
He's dead then. Well, the ball went straight through my arm. Didn't hit bone. I'm bleeding, but I'm gonna be all right.
Probably not. There's no antibiotics in this century. You'll probably get infected, and you'll probably cut your arm off because of gangrene. And then 2 weeks later, you'll probably die.
Oh, great. Something to look forward to. You came here with a horse and buggy. Give us a lift back to the village, would you?
I'm afraid not. I'm taking that young maiden home with me.
Oh, no. She's got to you as well. I guess there is room on your buggy then.
No, there's still no room. I'm going to take her home anyway. I'm a doctor. She won't be cold for another 2 hours.
Oh, God. That's so sick.
Well, you should know. You wrote it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I better get into town. Grab a beer at the pub. You guys take it easy now. And remember, stop this dueling things about over felons. They're all lying to you anyway. And you're gonna die for nothing. Remember that. Oh, God.